है। यू हैव ऑलवेज हर्ड दैट बुक्स आर अवर बेस्ट फ्रेंड, बट इज इट ट्रू और इज इट जस्ट अ मिथ? कीप लिसनिंग एंड आई विल टेल यू दैट हाउ बुक्स चेंज्ड माई लाइफ एंड हाउ दे कैन अफेक्ट योर्स टू। I'm your host and you are listening to the Rishu Patel Show. This is episode 5. In this episode, we will talk about my recent journey with books. So it started around last year when I heard that Warren Buffett read around 500 pages a day and Bill Gates also recommend to read books. Then I decided to give it a try and after spending some time, I found a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It is written by Robert Kiyosaki and this book is called the number one personal finance book of all time. After completely reading that book, my perspective about money literally changed. In this book, author talks about the learning of his rich dad and his poor dad. Some of the best learning from the book are that rich don't work for money. Why you should mind your own business, why you should be financial literate, why we should choose heroes to admire. In short, this book is a gem and you should just get one copy of it and read this book. After I completed this book, I read Pajama Profit, which is a short freelancing guide. After these two books, I find it quite difficult to read more books. I bought some books, but it was quite difficult for me to continue reading those books. I found it difficult as I was choosing wrong books to read. From my experience of last 7 to 8 months, I can tell you that you should always choose book about a problem that you are facing right now, not those which you might encounter in future. Like if you want to learn how to cook, only then you should read a book about cooking. If you want to start a business or a side hustle, then go for books of those type. If you want to learn about religion, spirituality, then go for books of that type. Then read books about spirituality, then read books about religion. After reading those two books, I tried 2 to 3 books but failed to read them. And then I thought that I should read only the books on the topic I wanted to learn. Then I noticed that I want to build some good habits. And then I decided to choose new book about habit building. That how to build habits, how can I create new habits, how can I delete my bad habits that I have. So I started reading Power of Habit and I completed it like a piece of cake. I was learning basics of Python around July, so I bought a book and that book was also completed like a piece of cake. After these two books, I cracked the funda that how should I read book, how should I choose my books to read. Now the main part comes that why reading books can help you. So here is a quick fact that just reading the book will not help you at all. Surely you will gather information more and more as you read much books, but you cannot remember that information for your whole life. So should you stop reading book or not read them at all? No, you should read books. You should surely read books, but only reading will not help. Books provide theory, but you must act. Books will just provide you information. You have to execute on that information. So here are my some tips, actually 2 tips that you can do that while reading a book. So number one tip is that you should take notes. Always take notes while reading a book or listening to a podcast or even listening to an audiobook. You should always take some notes so that you can just read those notes later and act on that information. It is easier to revise when you take notes. My second tip is that execute. This is more important than taking notes. After reading a book, taking all the notes, ask yourself, what are those 3 to 5 things that you can take from that book and apply to your life? When you have the answers, apply those things to your life as soon as possible. Only then books will add value to your life. If you execute on the things that you take from a book, your life will improve and you will grow as whole. You can read books or listen to audiobooks or even listen to podcasts. But remember to execute on that information and read books about problem that you are facing right now. Like if you want to learn how to sell, then read book about selling, not about cooking. Here are some recommendations from my side. These are the books that you must read no matter what. No matter what you are having right now, no matter what you are reading right now. If you haven't read these books that I am telling, then please read these books. So, number one book is Srimad Bhagavad Gita Yatharoop. This is available in Hindi as well as in English. Don't think this book as a spiritual book. If you look carefully, you can find solution to every problem in your life in this holy book. This is a religious book, but I don't consider it as a religious book. It's the world's best self-help book, and everyone must read it. Other books that I will recommend are Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Power of Habit, Think and Grow Rich, Be Obsessed or Be Average, and The 10X Rule. I would also like to tell you a book around physics. Just read it once and you will fall in love with physics. So the book's name is For the Love of Physics by Walter Lewin. Now enough of me telling you to read. Now if you have some personal favorite books, tell me about them on my Instagram. I would love to read them. Like a best friend affect your life, books also affect your life. So keep learning, keep reading, like and subscribe to the podcast. Get in touch with me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @IamRishupatel. And remember to execute on all the information that I gave you in this episode. If you find this episode valuable, share this episode with your friends and family and everyone else. Who can you think of? And remember to execute. Now go and buy a book, grab a book and read it. And as always, thanks for listening.